Welcome to episode 182 of Practical Defense, Awareness. Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Addicks. Well, we're back after a bit of sporadic postings, and I appreciate you guys being patient. Our topic this week is awareness and what that really means. You know, I talk a lot about awareness in these episodes, and I've explained awareness at various levels, but as I look back at the past 181 episodes in 4 years, I realize that I never dedicated an episode just to that specific topic. Oh yeah, back on August 12th, Practical Defense celebrated its 4th year. Now that is a long time. I was never really sure what was going to happen with the show. I was just hoping to make it past 8 episodes, and then here we are, 4 years later, and it's episode 182. I can't believe that I was actually concerned about running out of material. I still have lots of stuff to cover before we're done, and come to think of it, I'm not certain it can be done. Honestly, I think practical defense is a never-ending subject, so I think we're pretty good here. The bottom line is that I would not continue to do the show if it weren't fun. And what makes it fun is the interaction from you guys. I get emails every day, and I just haven't had the time to respond to all of them. However, I do read them, and I do keep them. I also use them for show ideas, and even go back and read a few on the show, sometimes as much as a year later. I just wanted to say to everyone, thank you for keeping me going. Part of my absence in sporadic postings has been because of family and projects. Family always comes first, and with it being summer, some long weekend barbecues just took priority. The project work has been going great, and I think everyone's actually going to be interested in some of the things I've been working on. First, I finally finished my book on home security. It's out for a final polish edit, layout, and then publishing. It'll be available in both ebook and print versions. It's not long, and I plan on doing a series of short works on various subjects, so I'm not asking much for it. Like the show, everything is succinct and direct without a lot of fluff. The ebook will sell for about $4, and the print version will go for about $10. Next, we're going to offer professional online training programs. I'm partnering with my NRA firearms counselor and guard instructor, Jim Bowen, to develop an online certification training program for security professionals. In California, we can train and certify security professionals in everything except firearms. We can't do firearms online because you need to qualify in person for that, and then requalify every 6 months. We'll start with a California BSIS certification program, which is a credential issued by the state. If that goes well, then we'll start looking into other states. Next, we're also taking our healthcare programs online as well. Part of my absence from the show was because I spent a week in Honolulu teaching a workplace violence prevention program to a rehabilitation clinic. Yeah, I had to go to Hawaii for a week. Poor me. It was a great trip, and we love the folks at rehab, but it was all business, if that makes any of you feel any better. It was just a quick trip to teach, so we didn't get a chance to swim or lay out on the beach at all. You know, honestly, I didn't even pack a swimsuit. So, we're taking our workplace violence prevention program for healthcare industry online. We're currently credentialed by the California Board of Registered Nursing and can offer continuing education units through them. We're going to expand that and pursue credentialing from the American Speech and Language Association and offer CEUs through them as well. Then both nurses and speech pathologists can take our online programs for CEUs, which is a big deal. It's an even bigger deal when you realize that workplace violence prevention is a required subject for healthcare workers in most states. And finally, we're looking into offering a training program for security personnel working specifically in the healthcare industry. There's a national certification just for security that work in hospitals and clinics that is highly prized for folks in that field. Our first step is to set up the infrastructure to support the online training programs. I need to get a learning management system installed and customized on my website before we can even offer the material that we've developed so far. Once we have that in place, then it's only a matter of developing the material and making it available. Yeah, as if that part was easy. So that's a little look behind the curtain of what we have planned for the next year. Now, of course, I'll continue to do the show and work on my next book, which will be on travel security. So thanks to all of our supporters, and we would not continue to do what we do without you. Seriously.
Hey, this is Dan from Karate Cafe, and you are listening to the Practical Defense Podcast with Alex Haddix. Can you smell that? That's another batch of practical defense. Defense.
Welcome back. Awareness is our key to a safe and worry-free life. Awareness goes hand in hand with avoidance. The first step in being able to avoid a potentially dangerous situation is to first recognize that the potential situation even exists. This show is dedicated entirely to providing awareness and avoidance techniques that help keep our families and us safer. There's a misconception that awareness causes disquiet and paranoia. In reality, a moderate level of awareness reduces stress and anxiety. You know, being aware of our surroundings is restful because we're in tune with the environment and can rest easily knowing that there are no threats. Recognizing that no threat exists and the knowledge that if something were to arise, that we'd catch it early, is actually really comforting. Now, there are five levels of awareness, and they're identified by color. The original civilian color coding system was developed by Colonel Jeff Cooper, who's worshipped as practically a deity, and it's often called the Cooper Color Code. The original system used by the military included five colors, and the civilian version often only used four. I follow my instructor and friend's direction, Masad Ayub, and teach all five colors to my students. The first condition is white. This is a complete lack of awareness. This individual is focused internally and is oblivious to potential problems in his or her immediate environment. This individual has let his or her guard completely down. You know, a great example of this would be my mother, who was so unobservant that she actually walked around me in the grocery store when I was in her way. Now, my mother and I, we live in the same neighborhood. And I was at the grocery store in the meat section buying some meat. And then my mother, who came separately, didn't even know I was there, literally walked up beside me, was walking down the meat aisle looking for meat, and I was in her way. So she actually stepped back and walked around me and continued down the meat aisle. I turned and was like, "Mom?" You know, she was so completely focused on the meat and so completely unaware of her surroundings that she literally walked around me, her eldest son, and I'm not a small guy, and did not pick up on it. That's how oblivious she is. That is condition white. The next condition is condition yellow. Now, this is relaxed awareness. This is the preferred condition when you're out and about and in the workplace. This person is aware of potential threats, but as no threat is immediately visible, he or she remains relaxed. The third condition is condition orange. Now here, a specific potential or realized danger has been identified. This is a condition of heightened awareness. We're on alert. Something has triggered us. Actions are being taken to avoid potential conflict. You know, children and other people under our protection are starting to be shielded. Avoidance techniques are being employed. The fourth condition is red, and this is the conflict condition. Now, the defender is actively engaged in self-protection at this point. This includes physical defense, taking cover, escaping, or any combination thereof. The final condition is black. The condition black is when the body is so overloaded with stimuli that the brain just shuts down. The defender is completely unable to comprehend or respond to the immediate threat. This person is basically in a state of shock. We want to strive to avoid living in condition white. These days, we no longer have to be aware of our surroundings to protect against changes in the weather or four-legged predators, so we've lost many of our awareness skills and the understanding of the threats in our environment. This lack of awareness puts us at risk. Our greatest threat today is most likely the occasional two-legged predator who looks, smells, and acts just like us, until he strikes, of course. Our urban societies have placed so many false protections around us that we have forgotten how to even recognize real danger. When we're presented with a true threat, we often think to ourselves, "Oh, this can't be happening to me. I'm a good person. I live in a nice neighborhood. Am I dreaming?" And by then, you've been hit. The goal is to live our lives in condition yellow, which is relaxed awareness. This is our happy zone, where we want to keep a passive eye out for threats. Many people misunderstand condition yellow, believing it to be a state of paranoia. Nothing could be further from the truth. In this state, we can relax and enjoy our surroundings with the understanding that we'll recognize true threats when they arise. When no threats are present, we can allocate more attention to the other things that matter, such as our family and our children. Our enhanced awareness also allows us to more fully enjoy our surroundings. We see more, hear more, and smell more. We're more in tune with the world around us and thus share a deeper relationship with our environment. Achieving a persistent condition yellow is not instinctual in today's urban environment. In the beginning, it will take a conscious effort to stay in condition yellow. However, after a few weeks of diligent effort, it will become an unconscious habit, part of our self-protection toolkit. Once ingrained into our person, we'll not even know we're doing it until a threat appears and it's thrust to the forefront of our conscious thought. Once we achieve our relaxed, yet aware, state, we can remain stress-free with the knowledge that we will be warned if a true danger presents itself. Until then, we can enjoy ourselves in quiet comfort. I'm often asked where people can learn relaxed awareness. One of the best sources is Theravada Buddhist meditation. The practice is called insight meditation, vipassana meditation, or mindfulness meditation. Courses and lectures are often free and available all over the country and world. There are also free podcasts that offer insight meditation training and guided meditation sessions. My favorite is called Zencast with Gil Fronsdahl at www.zencast.org. Insight meditation will teach you to relax and absorb, which is exactly what you need to do for maintaining condition yellow. Relax, take it all in, and then filter out the pieces that don't belong. Those that don't belong are the ones you need to focus on. And if everything belongs, then enjoy your time.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
Welcome back. So, in summary, we have... There are five conditions in self-protection. White, which is complete unawareness. Yellow, which is relaxed awareness. Orange, which is threat identification. Red, conflict mode. And black. And in the words of Masada Yub, it's file not found. Our goal is to live our lives in condition yellow, relaxed awareness. And if you're looking for some training, I suggest checking out some insight meditation practices. And that will actually do it for this week. You can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. The show now has mobile phone applications for both Android and iOS. For those that are local, I am running a knife survival seminar on Saturday, September 24th. Check-in is at 1:45, and the training lasts until 4 p.m. Pre-registration is required, and you can find links to those on my website at alexhaddix.com. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Hey everybody, we are
Lady Annabellum.
Before every show, we practice. Gotta be prepared.
Exactly, and the American Red Cross wants us to be prepared too. Prepared for disaster.
Just take 3 steps to be Red Cross ready. Create a disaster supplies kit with water, food, and a first aid kit. Make a family communication plan and listen to local radio and TV reports to stay informed.
It's that simple. To learn more, visit redcross.org or contact your local Red Cross chapter today. Thank you so much.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.